Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's up, donkeys? Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take that app with you and listen to us on the go. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, August 15th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
I do have a request.
What's that?
Can we maybe stop saying donkeys?
Donkey Kongs? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of embarrassed.
We've been saying it forever.
I'm kind of embarrassed by it.
I mean, do you understand all the lingo used? Jason Bishop's here as well.
Yeah, what's up?
I don't know. It just hit me this morning when you said, what's up, donkeys? I'm just kind of embarrassed by it.
But that's a standard intro.
Is that what you say every show? What's
no,
up, donkeys?
No, but...
I think so. You say it a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
Does he?
I just tweeted out, wake up, donkeys.
Yeah, wake up, you donkeys.
Oh.
Can you tell the listeners where that term actually came from with our show?
I mean, I know we used to say Donkey D.
But yeah, but wasn't it?
From Ryan Keel.
It was Ryan Keel.
Ryan Keel called us Donkey D's.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But
I wonder if he still says it.
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm just kind of embarrassed by it. I don't know.
Well, you don't have to say it. He likes to say it.
I know, but... I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know. We're getting old.
Yeah.
We're going to be grandparents.
That's true. 54 years old.
Everybody donkeys.
We'll probably call each other donkeys when we're 70. We're still alive.
I mean,
you still use silly, siced.
Yeah, I do. I'm just kind of embarrassed by it at this point in my life. But okay. We'll forge ahead. We'll continue. I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying, Drab?
Donkeys.
It's one of my least favorite junkieisms.
Junkieisms, yeah. I don't know why it just struck me today. I was like, oh, man, that just sounds cringe.
It's just awkward.
It's awkward. We used to say it 20 years ago. It was like, yeah, with energy and I don't know. I'm just embarrassed by it.
I think because a lot of people have used that word over the years, and so it's not really junkies exclusive. I mean, it's a
common... Well, I'm convinced the poker world stole it from us.
And they may have.
I'm convinced.
Mm-hmm. But it's a pretty common term.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of embarrassed by a lot of the junkieisms, maybe at this point in my life.
Why don't we just shorten it to just donks? Does that sound a little bit better?
It sounds a little bit better.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Coming out of the gate complaining. It's not a word.
It's not that I'm complaining. It's just that it's...
I'm just embarrassed by it.
I'm just being honest. Just giving you my honest impression. But that's all right.
I'll be honest. I don't think I say it much anymore.
I think I say you're a donk.
I might say donks, yeah. But I don't say donkeys much anymore.
I don't think I do either. You can catch me. When I do, you can alert me. But
so,
anyway.
No worries, mate.
How was your night?
Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Nothing special.
No, I play golf with Squirrely and my buddy Adam and Tom, and we had a nice dinner, and then yeah, just chilled.
Dinner at the club.
Dinner, yeah. Ooh, salmon with they have a special right now. Salmon with stuffed crab meat. That'll need to be right up. I don't know if you would like that. I mean, I know you love crab. Do you like salmon? Are you a salmon guy? If you are,
definitely a salmon guy.
Then you would be over it.
I love it. It's not my favorite fish, but I do enjoy it.
What's your favorite fish?
Rockfish.
I don't know if I can distinguish rockfish. I only think I've had rockfish once or twice, maybe. It's just a white fish, right?
Yeah.
Rockfish, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's strange because rockfish is native to this area, right?
Yeah, we used to rockfish by the bay. It used to be the honey hole was right, or the Bay Bridge, sorry.
Uh-huh.
That was a honey hole back in the day. I don't know where they are now.
Of local restaurants don't necessarily serve rockfish, right?
No, it's usually a special.
Yeah, like why? Because they're not. There's not plenty of them, or
right, right.
Okay.
Like you gotta fish for them.
I feel like I don't see that on a menu very often. Rockfish.
I'm not good at distinguishing fish as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I can distinguish, you know, sea bass from salmon, but
I think sea bass is my number one.
Yeah, it's good.
It's popular.
That's my number one. My number two.
Halibut.
I like
halibut.
Salmon.
Halibut's really
halibut,
good.
Halibut. I don't know if I can distinguish.
I think I only eat three types of fish, sea bass, halibut, and salmon.
Salmon? Yeah.
Well, no, that's not true. I eat tuna. So four.
You know, what about a silly swordfish?
I don't usually have swordfish.
I've had swordfish. I used to think that was like cool, but I don't know.
I mean, I know swordfish is good. I just never, I rarely see it on menus. And then when I do, I usually choose one of those.
I feel like it's kind of plain.
It is
swordfish.
Plain. You know,
it's kind of steaky.
You don't have a silly stuffed flounder?
I will do that.
I
stuff
like
it with what?
I would eat it, but I
crab
just
crab imperial.
If you stuff it, you can stuff a duty with crab imperial. I'm going to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's open line Thursday. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I see some people are calling
already?
In early.
Already,
yes, Peter. Is Peter for Burke, or no? Are these guys calling in for something else?
I don't know if they've been screened.
No, they're just calling in now. These guys are probably drunk. The people calling at 6 are always drunk.
Is that what it is?
Or horrible callers.
Oh. It's always fun,
leaving the MGM.
Yeah, what are they doing? Hammered at 6 a.m.
If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply, and you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. How was your evening, Jason? You asked him. Did anything special?
No.
Just walk the dog.
Evening usually ends around 7:30.
Or 6:30.
Not much going on.
Hold on. Let me think what we did last night. We had...
Wasn't it Taco Tuesday, so it was Wednesday.
A pretty early dinner. My daughters actually made dinner. They made a pasta salad with grilled chicken. I grilled the chicken on the grill, and then they made the pasta salad. It was very good. And then watched some baseball. That was pretty much it. I was probably in bed by, like, asleep by 8:30.
Right.
Yeah, pretty standard.
I think I went upstairs around 10:33.
Did you really? You took a nap, though.
No, I did not.
Oh, that's right, because you
play golf. No, I didn't take a nap.
You're tired today. You are
I'm
tired.
A little bit tired, yeah.
Tired.
I'm always tired.
You're tired.
Freaking job's killing me. I don't have to tell you.
What's killing you?
The job? Yeah. Just for the hours.
Just to wake up.
Yeah. The job's fun. I enjoy the job. It's just, the hours take a toll on you.
I remember Donnie Simpson came in during our very first day.
I know. We told the story a million times.
And said, you guys will get used to it.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Still waiting for it.
No,
still waiting for it to happen.
25 years later. It's...
Yeah, no, you don't get used to it.
He said, I don't set an alarm clock. I did wake up last Saturday in a panic. And that usually doesn't happen to me on weekends, but I woke up and I looked at the clock. I was like, oh my God, I'm 2 hours late for work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized it was a Saturday.
Yeah.
Went back to sleep.
Isn't that the best feeling when you finally realize? Yeah.
Except it still sucks that you had that feeling of panic for a second where your heart's racing.
But then when you realize it's the weekend, you're like,
what I'm waiting to happen is I get up at 4:20 every morning. I don't know what time you guys get up, but that's when I get up.
4:08 this morning.
I get up at 4:20 and then I go downstairs. I make coffee. It's like Groundhog Day. I kind of hate the routine of like always doing the same thing every day, but it is what it is. I make my coffee and I don't drink it. I just let it brew. And then I sit down on my couch and just do prep. And I do it until 5. I have yet to fall asleep from 4:20 to 5 on that couch, but it's going to happen one time.
What do? You put the laptop like on your stomach?
I put it on my
laying down?
I put it on my...
You're sitting upright.
Laying upright. Like my back is up against the couch and my legs are out on like an L-shaped couch.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a time where I just fall back asleep on the couch and don't make it in. That's what I'm waiting to happen.
I will be talking a lot of Commanders throughout the show. I believe somebody wants to chime in.
All right, let's go to
open line Thursday.
Let's go to Damian in DC. Damian, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jux.
Yes, I watch y'all a lot, and I just want to say that the Commanders are going to go 6-11 this season.
Okay.
I wouldn't be stunned.
That's an improvement, but I wouldn't be very happy with that.
Yeah, Bickle would hate that.
I would not be very happy with that.
What's your rationale on that?
I just don't trust in his secondary. I watched the game Saturday, Emmanuel Forbes. He's going to be the same as last year and all because he keeps watching the receiver. He doesn't watch the ball and all. And if him and Benjamin St. Jude are starting this season, they have no chance. Defense is going to be the same. I mean, I like the new
Sanistro.
Linebackers. I love the new linebackers with Bobby Wagner.
Yes.
And I also don't trust Jamin Davis. I feel like his job is on the line. I feel like if he doesn't have a good game this Saturday, he's going to get cut. But I just feel like this team, like I said, I've been watching it for 30 years, this team, man.
Right.
It's just been a disappointment. Or I haven't seen this team make it to the NFC Championship and all, you know?
Of course.
And I just feel like...
So you think Jaden's only going to lift them to 2 more wins?
Yeah. And last year, I picked them to win 6 games, and they didn't. They only won 4.
Yeah, they were terrible last year.
Yeah, because their offensive line and Sam Howell, like I said, he was throwing the ball out. Herb Bieniemy did a terrible job. He was a running back in college in the NFL, and he didn't run the ball consistently. You don't let your quarterback, like, drop back 10 times and let him throw the ball over 40 times.
Right.
No,
I don't think your opinion is totally unique. I think a lot of people think.
Thank you, buddy.
I just saw
a
power ranking where they were ranked 27th.
That's what
I think a lot of people think they're going to struggle this year. They won 4 games last year.
That's why, I mean, you look forward to the first few games because of all the questions, right? And I think that the team's going to be much better. I don't know how many wins equals much. But I think, you know, I predicted 7 wins. I just think the coaching and the prep each week is going to be much better than it was last year.
Hey, yeah. They brought in your boy, Trace McSorley, yesterday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell everybody how that went down because you texted us after the show that I guess, I don't know, if the dad or somebody told you they were going to sign him.
I got a phone call from, Trace has been working out up in Pennsylvania for the last few weeks. Well, for months, but just kind of waiting for a call because quarterbacks get hurt in camp, as you guys know. And he got a call. I think 2 nights ago, because Sam Hartman had a right shoulder injury. I didn't realize he hurt his shoulder in that game.
I didn't either. They mentioned it after, the next day.
Anyway, so he got a call. And it makes sense because Trace played for Kingsbury in Arizona. He was also on the same roster as David Blough, who's the assistant quarterback coach for the Commanders.
But I know him.
So they know each other very well. Bobby Engram is the wide receivers coach. He's a Penn State guy. He knows Trace. So he's got some connections there, but the main one is Kingsbury.
Did they tell him it's basically a week-to-week thing? Like, when Hartman comes back, we're probably going to let you go?
They didn't tell him that. They just said, go out there, and he's going to play Saturday night. We'll see how he plays in the joint practices today.
I've heard some whispers that Hartman could just be done for the year.
Well, I was stunned that JJ was done for the year for torn meniscus.
Yeah. I'm not stunned by that. I told you, if they do a repair, that's months.
Yeah,
so they must have chosen to do the repair.
A repair is, I believe it, but a repair is like 6 weeks.
Not necessarily.
Guess not.
I can tell you personally, it took me months.
You're 100.
No, this one was 27.
Yeah. All right.
But you're right. I would have thought for even just for a meniscus, for a young kid, I would have thought a couple months, but
no, it's the first I've ever heard of.
They're not willing to chance it, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's crazy.
It's a big hit for the Vikings.
Yeah.
Because they lose Kirk Cousins.
He should have maybe waited for the Vikings to call. I don't know if he has any connections with O'Connell or anybody over there.
Well, he knows him, but this is the best situation for him. I mean,
this seems like a week-to-week situation, though.
It could be.
But it gets you back in the league.
Let's just hope that he plays well. If he plays Saturday, I think he will.
They signed him without even working him out. They know him, so they call him.
Kingsbury knows him, and he knows the system.
Yeah.
And he's going to play because this is what happens. I mean, guys get hurt in camp.
Yeah, God bless him. I'd love to see him, you know, last another 5 years in the league, but I just feel like this is a week-to-week situation.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's also based on injuries, too.
800-636.
The Hartman injury is not a season-long injury, I don't think.
I didn't think that about J.J. McCarthy either.
So you're thinking this is a season-long?
No, I don't know how serious it is, but serious enough where they said, we got to get another quarterback.
Wow.
You know, on the roster, so.
All right, well, it's great.
So he flew down to Miami last night, and, you know, obviously they got
And they the have the joint practice today. That'll be his first work.
Correct.
And then they're going to throw him to the Wolves on Saturday.
Yeah. But he's been he had a tryout for the Bills a couple weeks ago, and apparently he looked really good. So he has been trying out for some teams.
Mm-hmm.
Just
I'm sure he's been staying in shape and everything.
Oh, yeah,
he's just getting acclimated to everything, the players.
I saw him last Friday night. He looks great. So let's pull for him.
800-636-1067 is the number. Your chance to steer the show on an open line Thursday. It's EB, Bish, and JP coming right back with more here on the...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Junkie. Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. We've got Scott Abraham, news director at ABC 7, joining us at 9 o'clock as we get into the Commanders. Dante Whitner, who's been on the show before, former 49er safety, who's excellent, is going to join us at 9:40 as we go around the NFL.
He's good.
The Commanders should be in Miami already, right?
They were. I think they traveled last night.
Getting ready for preseason game number two.
I don't know what time the practice is, but I assume in the morning.
Yeah.
If you had to set the over-under on pass attempts for Jaden Daniels this week,
double it.
That's a great question.
I'd set it at more than double. I mean, double would be six. I'd set the over-under at 9.5.
All right. How much are they going to throw him out there?
I would hope close to a half. If not, I know
that's what we hope, but what's the offensive line situation? I mean, how many of those starters are going to play?
It's so weird.
Just have no idea.
It's so weird.
Finley would probably know more, but
I'd love to see him throw 15 to 20 passes, but I don't think we're going to see that.
I'd like to see him play three quarters, but
yeah,
actually maybe a half.
In fact, I did finally listen to Russini and Chase Daniels' little interview with Kingsbury. It was actually just Diane on the sideline. And she talked to him for 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But then Chase evaluated or tried to. She asked him to give a grade of Jaden, or somehow that came up, and he gave him incomplete. It's probably fair. He's like, he only threw three passes.
Correct.
He says now the one he threw to the Army was a friggin' dime.
It was nice, yeah.
But he's like, and I kind of felt this way too. They get in, you know, inside the 5-yard line, and then they hand off like five times.
Yeah.
And he's like, come on, let's see the kid throw the ball.
Well, they're also trying to see what the running game's all about.
Of course. Of course. But
that run pass option, that RPO stuff is going to be a weapon.
For sure.
Inside the five.
For sure. And I'm telling people, watch the first RPO they did when they got inside that 5-yard line and Jaden gave it to, I don't know who it was, if it was B Rob or Eckler or whoever. I can't remember. And he's jumping up and down. He's run left when he gives it to the running back who goes up the middle, and he's jumping up and down. I'm reading that as, oh, I should have kept it because I walk in the end zone if I keep it. And then he did that about three plays later.
Correct.
Yesterday, we spent some time talking about Jahan Dotson, speculating if he's one of these guys that has bad body language. Our pal Logan Paulson was on with Craig Hoffman from Team 980 and some interesting quotes. He said, I love him as a route runner. I love his feel for catching the football. So he starts with the compliments.
Yeah.
But then he says he doesn't like contact. And he said, if I'm a coach, I want to see him play through that. The only way I get to see it is if he's getting reps. I think that's something coming out of the game. I think Jahan did some good stuff. Again, complimentary. I think he had a screen where he was a little creative, but I need to see him play stronger.
Right. I don't know it as well as he does, obviously, so I'll try to look for that. I know that I did talk to Brian after the show, right before their show started.
Yeah.
And Brian is not gonna name any names.
No.
I'll just tell you right now. He's not that's
he
not.
Said it was a bunch of guys.
He had a bunch of guys that he interpreted as bad body language.
Yes.
And so probably should apologize to Jahan because Brian certainly wasn't singling out Jahan Dotson.
But it was curious.
As we were trying to guess.
It was curious that he did play longer than the other guys, and I guess they want to see if he can play through contact, according to Logan Paulson. And he goes on to say, I love the route runner. I love the nuance. I love he layers stems and indicators. He catches the football well.
But
he's always going to be limited if he can't get through this.
Right.
So I guess that's the knock on him and the rap on him, and defenses face Jahan Dotson, they get physical.
I think I'm looking forward more to this game. Than I was the
first
game.
You should see more.
Well, and obviously because of Trace, but and hopefully he plays. But specifically for Daniels, I think I'm looking more forward to this one than the Jets.
Look, I'm looking forward for everything. I want to see Jaden. I want to see Jamin. I want to see if Sinnott can have another day, a couple catches. I'm telling you, Sinnott might be one of the big surprises out of that draft class.
Well, let's hope. All right, let's work in some calls here. Let's hit you want to go to Nick and Chantilly?
Let's go to Nick. Nick, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, love the show. Have it on every day.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, bud.
I own a seafood market, actually, in Chantilly, and I got a fish you guys are sleeping on.
What's that?
Why don't you give us some food sometime?
Golden tile fish.
All right, what is it?
It's a mild white fish.
Okay.
It's super sweet. It eats crab, actually, so it kind of tastes like crab a little bit.
Okay. Are they big? Are they big fish?
They range anywhere from like 5 pounds up to like 30 pounds.
Oh, okay.
What do you season it with? Just like butter? Like give me some.
Just salt and pepper, and you just saute in butter. Mm. And it'll be one of the best pieces of fish you've ever had. It's not as good as sea bass, but.
Golden tile?
Why don't you bring some in?
What do you serve it with?
Just rice or something. Just over rice? Simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, might have to try that.
Nick, do you have jumbo lump at your market?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, definitely. Maryland jumbo lump.
What do you charge for that?
You get it from Cambridge. Right now we got it for like about $50 a pound.
Oh my god!
What about the junk's price?
Yeah, what's the junk's price? By half that?
Junk's price would be free.
Oh, look at that!
Free. Well, you're not that far from me and Drabby.
I'm out in Chantilly a lot during club season.
Yeah, pick up some crabs.
Yeah, we're right by like the Dulles Expo Center.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know, right by there all the time.
Do some farmers markets up in Bethesda.
Yep.
Oh, you come up to Bethesda?
Alexandria.
Yeah.
Do you ever come to the little
farm? Every Sunday, yep.
Do you ever come up to the little farmers market in Kensington?
Not that one. The one we do is on Sunday in Bethesda at the elementary school.
Okay, yeah.
Nick, do you have like pre-made crab cakes ready to go? Like if I wanted
not
to just swing by?
Not pre-made.
Okay. Just the meat. Just the meat. Yeah. We've got Maryland crab meat. We got Venezuelan crab meat.
What's Venezuelan crab meat?
You can imagine.
That can't be any good.
I buy that stuff. You just cover it in Old Bay.
It's really good, yeah.
Oh, you think it is?
It's the same blue crab species you find in the Bay.
Why don't we see more rockfish? Like, considering it's like native this area, isn't it?
It is, but it's not always running in the Bay. Like right now, all the rockfish is up in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
And they just closed that yesterday. So it's really strictly managed, that fishery. So like every fish is tagged as soon as it's caught and stuff like that. So sometimes they get them, but.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever watch Wicked Tuna? I love
that
show.
Sometimes, yeah.
How come it hasn't been aired lately?
Tuna and stuff like that.
What happened to Wicked Tuna? Did they pull it? If anybody has an update on Wicked Tuna, I need to know. I'm not kidding. I keep looking for it.
Hey, is Nick like smelly? Does he go home and he smells like fish?
Yeah, do you smell stinky?
Oh, definitely. Stinky?
Yeah, right.
Definitely, yeah.
You got an old
My wife has a separate laundry basket. I put my work clothes in when I get home.
Yeah, I bet. A lot of fish in your house. All right. Thank you, brother. Hey, stay on hold.
We're
going to get your info, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get your info.
All right, awesome.
What's the name of your company, real quick?
Lobster Mania.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, if I could stop by Lobster Mania and just get a little hook job.
I want some lobster.
I'm all over
that. Screw all that other stuff.
Hey, I liked my first fillet of fish last week.
There you go.
What was your first one you ever had?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Listen, it's not some delicacy, but it's just. It's a convenient.
It's a staple. It's a staple for McDonald's.
You know what? It's an excuse to have mayonnaise or, you know, whatever.
Tartar.
The tartar sauce, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically came with a lot of tartar. Yeah. He had never had one up until last week. Valdez.
I've never had a fillet of fish.
That's crazy.
Both of us, it was our first time.
Yeah. They've shrunk. They're smaller.
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
I like it. I think it's tasty.
I think it's really good.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it.
Let's go to Paul in Vienna. Paul, what's up, bud?
Hey guys, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, we're good.
What's up, Paul?
A couple comments on the fish, real quick.
Yeah.
If you haven't tried this, trout is very good. You could find a good pecan crusted trout either at Capital Grill or Seasons 52 with like a lemon caper sauce. It's very mild, and it's a nice tasting fish.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of bones. And the reason that you don't see swordfish a lot because it was a lot of mercury. The content was very high on mercury, so they kind of put that aside. You don't see that very often in restaurants.
Oh,
okay. I didn't know that.
Didn't know that.
I had no idea.
And one quick football comment. I'm an Eagles fan.
All right.
And Eagles have been flying under the radar because of their downfall last season. I think Hurts was injured.
Yep.
And they have new offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. I think they're going to be phenomenal this year. But no one's talking about them. So they're kind of laying low. I like that.
Well, Jason keeps saying he thinks Barkley's going to be a huge addition for them.
Oh, yeah.
So,
absolutely. I mean, I'm not going out on a limb there.
No, I know, but I mean, people aren't really talking about it that much.
I think, look, Swift is a good back, but Barkley's on a different level, in my opinion, because of...
Oh, he definitely is.
His physical play.
He's a little tougher.
He's tougher. He can do both run and catch the ball. I just think that when you're trying to, you know, defend that offense, you got two stud receivers, you got a stud tight end, you got a quarterback
that can
run, and now you got a great running back.
Right.
Who do you stop?
I can't remember the name of the guest, but somebody was on B. Mitch and Finley yesterday. I think it was a beat reporter. And he said Hurts hadn't thrown an interception in training camp.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I read that. Let's go to Nick in Chantilly. Is he there? Oh, is he talking to him? What's going on?
We just talked to Nick.
Oh, that's the guy?
Yeah.
You gotta answer the others. So you know what I watched for 2.5 hours yesterday? It was 2.5 hours. I just stumbled on it.
Give me the time of day.
After I came back from golf.
All right, so 6. So
you'll never guess it because it was a YouTube thing.
Oh, okay.
So I got home from golf, and I'm just checking what's going on, and I always like to see YouTube and see like what videos pop up, and you know, like the Bryson, John Daly. I actually watched that this morning, but you know, I'm a big JFK guy. I bought a bunch of JFK books, and apparently, I had no idea about this. There's a guy that admitted to shooting Kennedy 20 years ago, and everyone tries to dismiss him. They did an interview with him. YouTube took it down a couple years ago. They reposted it. It's got over 1 million views in like 2 days. His name is James Files. It's a 2.5 hour long interview, and it was the most riveting thing I've ever seen. And I believe every word out of this guy.
Sucker.
I don't think I'm a sucker. I believe every word. And you just got to watch it, and you be the judge. I know you guys will never watch it.
You're right.
But people out there, watch it, and you tell me that guy's lying. He's got details that are ridiculous. He's just an old hillbilly from Chicago mobster that was a CIA contractor, and he gives you every detail. And he's crazy. I was riveted by that last night. Didn't watch anything else. I don't know what happened in the Nats. What were the Nats? I don't even know.
Lost four to one to the Orioles.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who was pitching for the Nats?
Hurts. Yeah. Actually pitched okay, but
yeah. All right, well,
Valdez Kramer was actually good. He's much better than he was on the last 4 or 5 starts.
All right, let's go. I don't know. He hasn't. Let's see if these are still drunk guys. I don't know. Hey, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hello.
I don't know what's wrong with these people. They call and then. But if you're talking to Nick forever, I just want to go to him.
I know. When they're ready, I'll screen them. You got Kevin from Glory Days and some other dog.
All right.
Kevin, I'm not surprised.
They're not going anywhere.
I'm not surprised.
I like to do it, though. I mean, I don't know. You and Nick, you're picking up your lobster or something? You send it up?
I'm organizing the crab kickoff.
That would, yeah.
That can be kickoff. Our fourth.
Are we going to do sweatshirts and the whole nine again?
Of course. It'll be Chiefs colors.
Chiefs color. Get another Chiefs colors Junkies sweatshirt.
Well, we were talking about that. Nobody wore the Chiefs one from last year, so we're trying to figure out.
I gave it to my son.
Right.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's what he did.
Felt like 2 years ago I looked like Sean McVay every time I wore it.
The blue.
Because we had the Rams
colors. The
Rams
colors, right.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, it's up to you if you guys want to do that. I don't know. Somebody said that Grant said yesterday that he was told Jaden's going to play 3 series. So I think I might be right.
Be the under on the 9.5 then.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to see.
Three series makes sense. He played one the first time.
Mariota play, you know, a few series, and then Driscoll, and hopefully Trace plays at least a quarter.
Oh, I think Trace will get at least a quarter.
I hope. Yeah, that'd be great.
I wonder what they're planning on doing. Are they going to definitely keep 3, and then they're going to put the 4th on a practice squad? Is that what they're thinking about doing? So, I mean, Hartman, they gave him $250,000 signing bonus, I think. I think Hartman's going to be a lot. Well, maybe they put him in injury reserve.
I mean,
I don't think they're going to cut Hartman when they give him that
maybe
signing
not.
Bonus.
I don't think they would keep 3.
And so they're going to cut Driscoll?
Maybe with a rookie quarterback they would, but I don't think they would keep 3.
I wouldn't think so either, but so I don't quite understand what's going on over there.
Well, we'll find out.
I actually liked all the quarterbacks. I thought, you know, Mariota didn't do anything, but I thought Driscoll was fine, and I thought Hartman was good. So
I mean, they're backups, but
yeah, but I mean, they're fine.
If you need to go to them, the season's right. over. But
okay. No, not for a game or two. For a game or two. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's go to Matt.
I don't look at it that way.
Let's go to Matt in Richmond.
What's up, Matt?
That's how they're more likely to come in, is to play a game or two, not to play a whole season.
What's going on, Matt?
I'm good. How are you all?
Good. What's up, man?
What's going on?
All right. So I hear this morning on your show that EB is tired of opening the show with "What's up, donkeys?"
Yeah.
It's just the word donkeys. I'm just embarrassed by it.
I'm tired of hearing "Enter Sandman" by Metallica. I mean, what's the point? they're over the hill.
Just because it's been our intro for song. 30 years.
Well, not 30 years, well, not but 30, maybe but... even the last 15. But it's just an iconic song. Gets you fired up. We just like it. You think it sucks when Virginia Tech runs out to Enter Sandman?
I mean, it's fair.
I've suggested shaking it up. I've been outvoted.
I'm kind of with you.
You're sick of Enter Sandman.
Yeah, I think there are other choices, but...
Hey, you could try whatever you want.
If you want to switch it up.
I don't think the song sucks, whatever you want. To me, it's just kind of, at this point, it kind of signals, hey, the junks are coming on, but hey, if you hate it, let's trade.
I can't believe that.
I'll trade Enter Sandman for you, and let's stop saying donkeys.
I don't hate Enter Sandman. It's on my Spotify.
Yeah. I don't know how you could hate it. Let's go to Rod in Landover. Rod, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? Speaking of, I think the Redskins, Commanders, that I think they probably win about maybe, I give them about maybe six, maybe seven games. I don't like the weapons around our quarterback, our offensive line. We'll see B-Rob in the backfield. I think he's pretty okay. There's times where he run hard, hit the hole. There's other times where it's just like, what is he doing? It seems like he don't see the hole. Our receivers, they just seem like they never get separation. I mean, even the catch in the preseason. I mean, Diame Brown is supposed to be one of the fastest receivers we got, and the guy was right there on him.
That's true. It was good coverage.
It was great coverage. And I don't even think the guy was a starter. He was like their backup quarterback. So they don't get a lot of separation. The receivers, last year, Sam Howell, I was watching the game. I think it was against the Jets. And I remember the commentator commentating the game. He had made mention. He said the Washington receivers are not getting open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so some of them sacks that Sam Howell took last year was the fact that the receivers wasn't getting open as well. So I just think, you know, with the weapons that he got around him, the fact that he's a rookie, he's going to have some growing pains in the NFL because being that the NFL is talking a lot about him, I'm sure defenses right now are licking their chops and they just can't wait to get a piece of this guy. And I also think, you know, our schedule, we play the AFC North. You know, that's a tough division. Our division, we can squeak three wins out of that division. You would think we would sweep the Giants, but we never do.
No, Giants play them tough.
Yep.
I mean, I think some people agree with you. Look,
thanks, buddy.
There are some people who are very optimistic, and it's really based on Jaden Daniels'
threshold.
It's based on the new head coach, the assumption that the coaching is going to be better. The schedule is softer. I know he brings up the AFC North, but overall, their schedule is easier because you finish in last place. That's just the way it works. So there are some things working for them, but they had the worst defense in the league last year. The worst. Should it be better? Yes. They've got offensive line issues. I think he's right. You know, some of those metrics say their separation is not great. Now, he was saying Diami was going up against a backup. Well, Diami's a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they are lifting him up to the top three, he's a backup.
But he
brings up good points, and the same points we've been talking about for weeks.
Some points. But I would say this. For my overall happiness, we got to get to 7. 6 ain't going to cut it.
No.
That's not good enough.
No. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on an open line Thursday here on The Junk. You mentioned watching YouTube, and you've always been big on the JFK assassination.
I love it.
All the conspiracy theories. You love the movie.
You called me a sucker. I think you're a sucker if you believe the Warren Commission. If you believe the Warren Commission, you're a sucker. Just for the record.
All right. Well, I'm a sucker then.
Okay.
Okay. So Scott
Peterson. But I don't pay attention to it like you do. Scott, you go way in depth.
Scott Peterson apparently has spoken, professing his innocence 20 years later.
Yeah, everyone's mocking him, though. I mean, I can't. I want to see this. I want to look the guy in the eye. I just want to see him explain away everything. But the circumstantial evidence alone is pretty damning. I mean, he was having an affair. He was on a boat in the water. They found the hair. I mean, there's a lot.
Her body was dismembered.
Well, it was
dumped also in the bay.
And it's somebody,
I mean, I guess it's circumstantial for the most part. But to me, how he acted and changed his look after she disappeared was that.
Well, what if he thought, here's the
first
your
of all, he showed no emotion.
Right.
And he was always laughing.
Maybe he's a psycho. But here's how I would try to defend that. I would go, well, he knew he was being set up. He knew he was about to imminently be arrested. And he made a bad decision.
He just panicked.
And he thought, you know what? My best shot at a life is to change my appearance.
Go to Mexico.
And go to Mexico. Start a new life.
Okay. Well,
because I knew I was being railroaded. I knew I wasn't going to get a fair trial.
I think the opposite. I think that he's trying to cover it up and run away because he's knew he was guilty and he was going to try
and I think
leave the country.
The more likely scenario.
Yeah.
What you say. But when does it air? Is it this Friday or something?
I think in a few days it starts.
Yeah, but some people apparently have seen some of it because they're starting to comment on it. It's getting a lot of hype.
We've all known this guy's guilty forever.
The only thing is, the sister's adamant. She's dedicated her life to trying.
No, but that's
the parents are adamant.
What else? There could be video of him chopping her head off, and she might believe him.
Maybe.
He says he didn't do it.
Maybe. I remember seeing something a couple years ago about the sister.
I don't know, like, the back and forth on the cell phone discussions between Amber Fry and Scott Peterson, but did she ever claim that he admitted to doing it?
No,
I don't think she never said that.
He said his wife had died or something, I think he had said something like his wife had died or she was sick or I don't know, something.
Yeah, he lied about that.
He lied.
Okay.
Who knows? I am interested in it.
I know he was very cryptic
about it. The thing is if he's claiming that there was that burglars did it, as somebody pointed out, well, why would they chop up the body or whatever they did to throw it in the, burglar isn't likely to do that. They might tie you up and kill you. But I wouldn't think that they would take your body and jump you in a river.
Are you going to watch it? You want
to
watch it?
I would like to watch it, yeah. I just need to be reminded, and I got to make sure I still have Peacock. I don't even know if I have Peacock right now.
What was that?
I think I do.
That was 22 years ago? 20 years ago?
I think it's 20.
It's on Netflix, Eric.
Are you sure?
Netflix American Murder, August 20th.
What was the Peacock thing I just saw? There was a Peacock documentary I wanted to see, too. I thought that was the Peterson one. Maybe not. All right,
can't believe it's been 20 years.
Let's go to Jay in D.C. Jay, what's up, bud? You're on with the Junks.
What's up? Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Look, I got three quick questions for y'all.
All right.
The first question is, do you all think the 2012 roster with rookie RG3 that season, do you think that roster is better than this roster? Number two is, which coaching staff do you think is better, 2012 coaching staff or this year's coaching staff? And the last question is, if all three junkies right now had $100,000 in front of them and you had to wager, yes or no, would Jaden Daniels have a better rookie season than RG3? I'd like to hear what y'all think about that.
All right,
that.
I bet no on that.
I'm going to say no.
RG3 won rookie of the year. I would say that the roster, I think the roster was better. With RG3.
Alf had an unbelievable year.
He had Pierre Garçon and Santana Moss to throw to.
Alf had 1,600 yards that year.
The receiving threats were better. You had Chris Cooley. I think offensively they were better. And defensively, again, last year they were dead last. Now they've changed it completely, but I think you had a little bit better roster for RG3
but I think
than
that
what they have now.
I would agree with that.
I will go the opposite, though. I'll say I think that he can have a better year than Robert did. Maybe not hype-wise, but statistically, I think he could throw more touchdowns than he did. I think he could throw for more yardage. And I think he could – well, he rushed – Robert rushed for 800 yards. I think he'll probably rush for something similar.
Robert, though, had a ridiculous touchdown interception ratio.
Yeah,
maybe Jaden can do it. What
it was 20-5.
It was 20-5, but his was 40-4 last year. So I mean, it's college.
Different.
But I mean, I don't see why. I think he can have statistically actually a better year than Robert.
So you put your $100,000 on Jaden's rookie year to be better than Robert. Okay.
I would say
That'd be awesome. He's scared. I'm not putting $100,000 on it. I don't know what his hypothetical. Okay, but I'm saying I think it's possible. I definitely think it's
possible. He's saying you got to bet one way or the other. So you'd bet on Jaden.
I'm not going to bet against him.
I would bet
overall, I would say Robert's numbers would be better. You're probably right on the passing numbers because it's more of a passing league because that was 12 years ago. The league has changed.
Yeah.
So could he get more than 20 touchdowns? Sure. But I think he's going to throw more than five picks.
Probably.
And the 815 yards and seven touchdowns.
That'll be hard to top.
That's really good.
But I think he's going to be in the 600 to 800 range. Rushing.
He stays healthy, I just would overall, I would say RG3's year would be better.
All right, let's go.
Not by miles, but it would be better.
You don't want to go to the last call? All right.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines on an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. We'll hit the Skins next, which we do every morning at 7 o'clock here on The Fan. You mentioned watching YouTube and... You've always been big on the JFK assassination.
I love it.
All the conspiracy theories. You love the movie.
Mm-hmm. You called me a sucker. I think you're a sucker if you believe the Warren Commission. If you believe the Warren Commission, you're a sucker. Just for the record.
All right. Well, I'm a sucker then.
Okay. Okay.
So Scott Peterson.
But I don't pay attention to it like you do. You go way in depth.
Scott Peterson apparently has spoken, professing his innocence 20 years later.
Yeah, everyone's mocking him, though. I mean, I can't. I want to see this. I want to look the guy in the eye. I just want to see him explain away everything. But the circumstantial evidence alone is pretty damning. I mean, he was having an affair. He was on a boat in the water. They found the hair. I mean, there's a lot.
Her body was dismembered.
Well, it was
dumped in the bay.
And it's somebody,
I guess it's circumstantial for the most part. But to me, how he acted and changed his look after she disappeared was that.
Well, what if he thought, here's
first of all, he showed no emotion.
Right.
And he was always laughing.
Maybe he's a psycho. But here's how I would try to defend that. I would go, well, he knew he was being set up. He knew he was about to imminently be arrested. And he made a bad decision.
He just panicked.
And he thought, you know what? My best shot at a life is to change my appearance.
Go to Mexico.
And go to Mexico, start a new life.
Okay.
Well, because I knew I was being railroaded. I knew I wasn't going to get a fair trial.
I think the opposite. I think that he's trying to cover it up and run away because he's knew he was guilty and he was going to try
and I think
leave the country.
The more likely scenario.
Yeah.
What you say. But when does it air? Is it this Friday or something?
I think in a few days it starts.
Yeah, but some people apparently have seen some of it because they're starting to comment on it. It's getting a lot of hype.
Did anyone, I mean, for... We've all known this guy's guilty forever.
The only thing is, the sister's adamant. She's dedicated her life to trying.
No, but that's
the parents
her brother.
Are adamant.
What else? There could be video of him chopping her head off, and she might believe him.
Maybe
he says he didn't do it.
Maybe. I remember seeing something a couple years ago
know,
about the sister.
I don't know, like the back and forth on the cell phone discussions between Amber Fry and Scott Peterson. But did she ever claim that he admitted to doing it?
No,
I don't think
he never
said that.
He said his wife had died or something, or I think he had said something like his wife had died or she was sick or I don't know, something.
Yeah, he lied about that.
He lied.
Okay.
Who knows? I am interested in it.
I know he was very cryptic.
The thing is if he's claiming that that burglars did it, as somebody pointed out, well, why would they chop up the body or whatever they did to throw it in the, burglar isn't likely to do that. They might tie you up and kill you. But I wouldn't think that they would take your body and jump you in a river.
Are you going to watch it? You want to watch it?
I would like to watch it, yeah. I just need to be reminded, and I got to make sure I still have Peacock. I don't even know if I have Peacock right now.
What was that?
I think I do.
That was 22 years ago? 20 years ago?
I think it's 20.
It's on Netflix, Eric.
Are you sure?
Netflix American Murder, August 20th.
What was the Peacock thing I just saw? There was a Peacock documentary I wanted to see, too. I thought that was the Peterson one. Maybe not. All right,
can't believe it's been 20 years.
Let's go to Jay in D.C. Jay, what's up, bud? You're on with the Junks.
What's up? Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Look, I got three quick questions for y'all.
All right.
The first question is, do you all think the 2012 roster with rookie RG3 that season, do you think that roster is better than this roster? Number two is, which coaching staff do you think is better, 2012 coaching staff or this year's coaching staff? And the last question is, if all three junkies right now had $100,000 in front of them and you had to wager, yes or no, would Jaden Daniels have a better rookie season than RG3? I'd like to hear what y'all think about that.
All right,
that.
I bet no I'm
gonna
on that.
I'm going to say no.
RG3 won rookie of the year. I would say that the roster, I think the roster was better with RG3.
Alf had an unbelievable year.
He had Pierre Garçon and Santana Moss to throw to.
Alf had 1,600 yards that year.
The receiving, the receiving threats were better. He had Chris Cooley. I think offensively they were better. And defensively, again, last year they were dead last. Now they've changed it completely, but I think you had a little bit better roster for RG3 than what they have now.
I would agree with that. I will go the opposite, though. I'll say I think that he can have a better year than Robert did. Maybe not hype-wise, but statistically, I think he could throw more touchdowns than he did. I think he could throw for more yardage. And I think he could – well, Robert rushed for 800 yards. I think he'll probably rush for something similar.
Robert, though, had a ridiculous touchdown-interception ratio. Yeah, maybe Jaden can do it. What
it was 20-5.
It was 20-5, but his was 40-4 last year. So, I mean, it's college. But, I mean, I don't see why. I think he can have statistically actually a better year than Robert.
So you put your $100,000 on Jaden's rookie year to be better than Robert. Okay.
I would say
that'd be awesome. I'm not putting $100,000 on it. I don't know what his hypothetical. Okay, but I'm saying I think it's possible. I definitely think it's possible.
He's saying you got to bet one way or the other. So you'd bet on Jaden.
I'm not going to bet against him.
I would bet
overall, I would say Robert's numbers would be better. You're probably right on the passing numbers because it's more of a passing league. Because that was 12 years ago. The league has changed.
Yeah.
So could he get more than 20 touchdowns? Sure. But I think he's going to throw more than 5 picks.
Probably.
And the 815 yards and 7 touchdowns.
That'll be hard to top.
That's really good.
But I think he's going to be in the 600 to 800 range. Rushing.
He stays healthy, I just would overall I would say RG3's year would be better.
All right, let's go.
Not by miles, but it would be better.
You don't want to go to the last call? All right.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to call us. The MGM National Harbor Listener Line's on an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. We'll hit the skins next, which we do every morning at 7 o'clock here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.